What's up, guys? All right, guys. I'm going to be looking for two new hosts after this week. All right, guys. But what's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Nick.
Yeah, Nick's not going to be here for too long. Keeps on winning in fantasy.
I almost said the other word.
Keeps on winning in fantasy.
I almost said the other N-word.
Keeps on beating me in fantasy by 2 points.
Yes, sir.
Not going to be here very long, bro. That was fucking bullshit.
That was a close one.
I got fucking wrecked.
My toes were in a twist, bro.
Bro, I tried to cash in. Now this would be a tough race for the last playoff spot. We're all there.
You could probably beat John and Gabriel's not paying attention, so you're good.
I didn't think I was going to win. Points, though, because I was second to last in points for a long time. I'm catching up in points. I'm not that far behind.
Look at that. All
right? I'm like 20 points behind him now. I passed Gabriel this past week.
I'm third. Because I know Jacob is first, and then Jared, and then myself.
I'm like, what, fourth or fifth?
Probably.
I'm second in points against. Yeah. Thank you, fucking Nick. Jesus Christ.
That was great. I didn't realize how close the game was. Because before the Saints game started, I lost. I'm like, oh, I don't care. And then Jacob's like, oh, we're rooting for you. I'm like, for what?
Yeah, he fucking jinxed me.
I'm like, for what?
Asshole.
And I looked, I'm like, oh.
That's what you get for saying 15-1. That's what you get.
Yeah.
15-1.
That's what you get.
Bro, you're still going to go 15-1. We're going to get into that, though. First, we got to start off with what we do every week. Performance of the week. Who you guys got?
Who wants to go first? I'll go first? Oh, how thoughtful. I got my boy CMC.
Yeah,
finally,
fuck him.
Finally comes back after missing, like, fucking the whole season. Which proves my point. If he was healthy the entire season, he'd be the best running back in the league.
No one's doubting you.
There's people out there.
This performance, a little bit overrated. Very great fantasy performance. My man put up 37 points against me, as might miss this week. Came back for 1 week only.
I know.
Fucking bullshit, right? But he actually didn't have that many yards. He had like 60 rushing yards. He had 10 catches. That was 10 points alone.
Yeah, he had more receptions.
10 catches for 80 yards.
He had more receptions.
He had, exactly.
And he had like, what, three touchdowns?
Didn't he have a receiving touchdown?
He had one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, 2000. But yeah.
He played really good. He helped keep the, what's the name? What's the team? The Panthers. Jesus. He helped keep the Panthers in that game.
That was actually a really close game.
Exactly.
The Panthers are actually like an underrated team.
They're the best bad team in the NFL.
Yeah, that's valid.
They just keep getting close. But that's my guy, McCaffrey. You pretty much said it. He had, 69 rushing yards. 69 right, rushing
like
yards.
That line.
One touchdown. Then he had 10 receptions for 82 yards and a touchdown. His longest reception was 24 yards. And his longest rushing was 13 yards.
Every time I saw him do anything, it just hurt me.
Yeah, I just kept getting the touchdown. Like, that's what I like
to
see.
Did you watch that game?
Yeah, he did.
I was watching the red zone. So, like, every time there was a scoring play and it was
McCaffrey. He told me McCaffrey scored a touchdown before I found out on the sleeper. But
what can I say? I watch everything.
I don't really watch it.
I hope McCaffrey comes back healthy. That's why he doesn't miss any more games, because I can't afford him to miss any more games.
All right, Jerry, who you got?
I got Kyler Murray.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, fuck that guy too. Fucking
little teddy bear ass.
That's fucking bullshit.
Put up a great game against Miami.
Yeah,
that was probably like the best game of the week.
Yeah.
Probably. It was a fucking awesome game.
That was a great game.
Unless you're like a Saints fan and you saw them fucking...
Oh, yes, sir.
It was
the biggest
dominance,
blowout, but like the best game, like the closest game.
It was a good back and
forth. It was actually a really exciting game. I don't know. Well, no, you're watching the Dallas Cowboys. Did you watch it?
I saw bits and pieces of it. I was doing homework.
Tua came out, bro. Did fire. It was actually like really fun to watch. Fucking D-Hop didn't have a catch until the second half.
Really?
He's getting shut down. The refs were giving him a bunch of pass interference calls, which was fucking bullshit. Xavier Howard was shutting him down.
Oh yeah, Byron Jones.
Yeah. And it was just a fun game to watch. Like, it was just like back and forth. Like, everyone was scoring. I was supposed to be studying for a midterm. I instead took the
I did my midterm
and watched the game.
Or not my midterm. One of my exams.
I was just stressed.
I was stressed because I had 10 minutes to do 30 questions.
He did great though.
That was fucking stupid.
21 for 26.
Yes, sir.
283 yards. 3 touchdowns. 11 carries for 106 yards.
Did he have a rushing touchdown?
He did have a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, he had a fumble.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually got returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was the scoop and
pretty
score.
Cool, pretty cool. Tua did nasty. That's my honorable mention for this
Tua
award.
Tua Tagovailoa.
But it'd be blasphemy if I didn't say Josh Allen.
Yeah,
bro.
I figured.
Fucking GOAT. 415 yards, 3 touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, and a fucking dub over the Seattle Seahawks.
Did you see what Bills Mafia did for like...
Yeah, his
his grandma that passed away.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was cool. That was
yeah,
cool.
I mean, I guess we gotta give our condolences to Josh Allen and his family.
Of course.
Also to the Trebek family, because another goat died this weekend.
Alex Trebek, the goat.
That's the goat.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the Week 8 games that stood out to us. First of all, we gotta dig into Jerry's favorite team.
Oh, here we go.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
We're going to argue now.
I'm going to sit back
Dallas
and listen.
Cowboys. Are you buying the Steelers as the best team in the AFC?
Yes.
Not even fucking close.
Yes.
Not even fucking close. The Chiefs are better.
Nope.
Chiefs are way better.
Nope.
Chiefs are way better.
Absolutely not.
They fucking almost lost Ben Roethlisberger for the season again. Did you fucking know this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't.
And you guys are going to lose this week to the Bengals. Right. If he doesn't play, I think Joe Burrow pulls out a win.
No. Absolutely
I
not.
Think so. I just think Joe Burrow's better than Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph's garbage.
Okay, yeah, but as an overall team, they're not.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow makes up for that fucking difference.
No, he's not. I mean, yeah, Joe Burrow's basically a game manager.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's better than that.
Yes,
bro,
he is.
Okay, put a game manager on the fucking Bengals and see what they do. Joe Burrow is carrying the Bengals right now, even though they're only 2-6. That's how bad the team is.
They'll take the Bengals to wins, but he's not the playmaker that like someone like Herbert is.
Well, he's not put in the situation that Herbert is. Herbert is in a good team.
Yeah.
It's just the fucking coach is trash. I like Anthony Lynn, but like he's terrible at managing the clock, and that's why they're losing
Anthony
all these
Lynn's
games.
Yeah, but Anthony Lynn's a worse coach than whoever the fucking Bengals one is. Who's
no, he's not a worse coach than Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor's terrible. The Bengals. Okay,
I think that's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Bengals. They have no offensive line. At least the Chargers have some semblance of an offensive line.
Yeah,
and also Herbert just fits in better because he's more mobile. Right, but Herbert has better receivers, in my opinion. Keenan Allen's nasty. AJ Green's not himself anymore.
I don't know. Exactly. AJ Green.
I just think they're not using him. I don't think it's AJ Green. I think you put AJ Green on a good team.
I don't know, though. I don't know.
I think
maybe age and injuries got to him.
Yeah, could be. I mean, he still has a pretty good career for like what he has. I think he has 11,000 yards. Had a good
amateur
career.
Oh, I mean, yeah, to put up those amount of yardage
and that team.
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, that's not
nasty.
Bad.
And then he has Tyler Boyd. But then I think I'd rather have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather just have Keenan Allen. I feel like in a depth perspective, Burrow might have the better receivers.
Well, Boyd
and Higgins.
What?
Boyd and T. Higgins, yeah.
Boyd, T. Higgins, Mike Williams, and fucking... I don't even know who the third receiver is.
Exactly. Those are people that shouldn't be
there. Well, Mike Williams is good.
Yeah, Mike Williams is fine.
Good. Yeah, I mean, he's good for what he is. He's a deep threat. He's a big guy. Keenan Allen, on the other hand, one of the best receivers in the league.
Not sure. I used to talk so much shit.
You did.
I did.
Showing you this year.
Well, it's because, you know, because it was between him and Mike Evans. But Mike Evans is not having a good season this year because Tom Brady's fucked up everything.
Yeah, who would have thought that Tom Brady would actually hurt that team more than help it?
Yeah.
But, like when you think about it, isn't it crazy? Like, if you had to pick one of these rookies based on how they've been this year going forward, I'm pretty sure we'd all say Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
For the future, from what you've seen so far. What I've seen so far, probably, yeah.
Telling him that of the three, Herbert, Tua, and Joe Burrow, Burrow's going to have the worst career than all three of them.
Oh, probably, because he went to the fucking Bengals.
Yeah.
It's going to be between Herbert and Tua.
Yeah, you got to hope that Burrow doesn't get hurt from taking all these fucking hits.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't know, man. We also talked about this last week, that same question. Mm-hmm. And I said it might be Tua, but that's not like being the worst. It's just like, you know, the other two just succeeded more. But I don't know, man.
I think Tua will win a Super Bowl of the three first.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he's...
Who do you think wins the one first?
Herbert?
I think Herbert does.
I don't think so. I think we're building... I genuinely think we're building an actual contender here in Miami. Year in, year out.
I still think it's going to take a while.
I don't think so. I think it's accelerating. They have five wins this year.
Listen, I thought...
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking them.
That's 3 years ahead of where I thought
we were. I don't like the Dolphins. Like I said this multiple times throughout this episode.
Fuck this kid.
I didn't think they'd be this good. I thought it would take years for them to get this good.
This is another tanking year.
I think this is not another tanking
year. I thought it was.
No, yeah.
But I think Brian Flores is the best coach out of the three. Easy decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best coach.
They have the best defense of the three.
Yeah, probably. That, even though I think, okay, low key, like I love the Dolphins. I think the defense is a little bit overrated.
Oh, 100%.
But I think they're going to put it together, though.
100%. Because
they let teams move the ball like at will. It's fucking crazy. But then they hold them like to not score touchdowns. Yeah. So that's one thing. Also, this weekend, they got fucking shredded by penalties because Xavier Howard got like three straight pass interference penalties on him, which are fucking bullshit, right? But I think we're building a contender here. You got to think, now we have two first-round picks next year. We had two first-round picks to the team we already have. It's a solid team. Solid team.
What do we need? O-line and receivers.
Well, actually, low-key, we went in on our O-line this year, right?
I think you need receivers.
I don't even think that. I think so.
I need you need a definitely a more steady running back.
Yeah, we need a running back. Travis Etienne, hit our line.
He might be the play.
He's gonna be our play,
dude. Right? Mads is crazy in Clemson.
Our second receiver, Preston Williams, right now. I just think he needs to develop a little bit more, but we could use a more solid second receiver. So we're gonna bring in Juju. It's just confirmed. It's just confirmed.
I thought he was dead ass. I'm like, what? Wait, what did I miss?
I have to actually look.
What are my sources for the Dolphins being interested in Juju? Dude, trust me. All right, like, trust me. That's all they need. Right on our defense, we just gotta shore up our. We need a pass rusher. So if the Texans are that bad and they get the first overall pick, we're gonna trade it to Washington and we're gonna steal Chase Young, and then we're all set. But we're gonna get J.J. Watt. Right. No, we're not. We're going to pick the guy from Greg Rousseau, one of the best pass rushers in college football. And we're going to get Travis Etienne with the other one. And we're going to make a Super Bowl next year. What do you want me to say? Because Tua is better than Mahomes. I mean, I can't really put it any other way.
That would be pretty wild if we
get to. Remember we were talking about the Steelers and the Cowboys?
Yeah.
That's how this conversation started.
Yeah. But just Tua is just so much more interesting than any team in the NFL. Just Tua. Not even the Dolphins. Yeah.
I'm going to learn how to say his full name. Like
Tua Tagovailoa?
No, his first name.
Oh,
that's a whole episode in itself. Way,
do you think the Steelers are the best team in the AFC?
Yeah.
You think they're better than the Chiefs? If the Chiefs and the Steelers had to play a game today to go to the Super Bowl, you're going to pick the Steelers over the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I 100% would.
No.
I 100% no. would. You're just over-glorifying the Chiefs.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So you don't think it's easier for a defense to shut down Ben Roethlisberger than it is for a defense to shut down Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You know the answer and you know it's no.
I know it is.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, but like you got to think about like you're putting the Chiefs on this really high pedestal right now.
They are a really high pedestal. What
no, they're not.
Say?
No, they're
Why
not.
Why not?
No, not. Because I know in power rankings that you're going to have the Chiefs over the Steelers when they both went through the same exact scenario this week. They both have close games against shitty teams.
No, but but the Panthers are a better team than the Cowboys. You're not going to tell me
that.
Now.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't know about that. Yeah. Please.
Oh, yeah. So you'd rather take like DJ Moore and then like Robbie Anderson over Amari Cooper?
No, I'd rather take
Teddy Two Gloves
over Garrett Gilbert. Yes.
Okay. Well, okay.
And I'd rather have Christian McCaffrey over Zeke. That's Elliott. Bold. All right.
That's
bold.
What do you mean that's bold? And I'd rather have the Panthers defense, who's trash, over the Cowboys defense, who's historically
trash. I'd rather have someone
trash.
Who's having a couple fluky games than someone who was just injured and got re-injured.
He hasn't had a couple fluky. He's been trashed.
Wait,
like
who got re-injured?
Since Dak Prescott went out.
Okay, he's had a couple fluke games.
No,
that's what
just,
I just
okay.
fucking said.
He's doing bad because the offensive line is bad. He's doing bad because he's lost a step.
Who are we talking about here?
We're talking about Zeke.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ezekiel has lost a step, and this is why you don't pay running backs, and the fucking Cowboys are finding that out right now because Tony Pollard is the best running back on the Dallas Cowboys right now, and because he has no help at quarterback.
That's a little extreme.
No, bro. Tony Pollard, way of the future.
He's going to be with the future when Zeke leaves.
Are you really trying to argue that the Cowboys aren't probably the worst team in the NFL besides the Jets right now?
No.
Yes, they are.
They're definitely not the worst. They're not definitely
besides
not the
Jets.
They're definitely not the second worst team in the league right
who's,
now.
Who's worse than them?
The Giants, the Jaguars.
No, I don't think the Giants
the Texans.
Are worse. I don't think the Giants are worse. Bro, you don't have players in the Giants coming out and saying, our coaches don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're not preparing for games. And the Giants also just won a game.
Against Washington.
And? Who have the Cowboys beat? The Cowboys beat the Giants with Dak Prescott still.
The Falcons.
And the first one was
no,
the Falcons.
I mean, they didn't really beat them with Dak Prescott, though.
No, Dak Prescott got hurt in the third quarter.
He got
quarter
hurt
game.
In the Giants game.
No, but in the third quarter. He had already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then Daniel Jones started coming back. It was a close game, though. But that's it. The Giants, you can say whatever you want about the Giants. The Giants almost beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
They came down to the bullshit. Well, they didn't call it. It was a
okay.
Supposed
okay,
to be a
yeah, they almost lost to the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Right. But did you ever have the Bucks like as an NFC favorite?
I never. Not for me.
I never had them because I hate the Saints.
I thought maybe that were putting it together, but they're super inconsistent.
Yeah, we know that now.
No, we've known that. They come out week one, they're fucking trash against the Saints. They come out week two against the Panthers, they look all right. They come out week three. What was week three against the? No. I think they put together two wins. Then they played. Their last game was against the Bucks. I mean, not the Bucks, the Bears. And then they fucking came out and did trash that week. And they came out. They looked like world beaters against the Packers.
And then
they're just super inconsistent.
Almost lose to the Giants, and then the Saints blew their fucking back out.
I said that the Seahawks were my favorite for the NFC. Seahawks or Packers?
I'm choosing my Saints.
I'm fine. I think this is the year the Saints might make the Super Bowl.
I hope so.
Because like they've had a bunch of seasons where they just fucking win a bunch of games, but this year they're flying under the radar. And usually that's when you make the Super Bowl.
Because now all the receivers are healthy now, so now it's like game time, baby. And their defense finally played like they were supposed, like how like everyone was supposed to play.
You guys should have made a move. Well, you guys did make a move for Quan Alexander, but yeah. I think you guys should have helped that pass rush.
Did he
guys,
play? Yeah, I really wanted J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't fucking know. The Texans got to figure that shit out, bro. Yeah. I don't think.
I feel like with how they negotiate, we could have gotten him for free.
The way, yeah, Phil O'Brien was still there.
You guys would have gotten like, Sean Watson with J.J. Watt.
We could have traded him fucking James Winston.
You got swapped Jameis and fucking Deshaun Watson with J.J. Watt.
Just go and plus get a first round pick from them. Like easily.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I still think the Steelers are the bad team.
I don't. I mean, the Chiefs are coming off a Super Bowl. Can't downplay that.
That's literally the only reason you have them above.
No, I don't.
That's literally the only reason you have them above.
That's the only reason I have them above. Also, because do you guys have Patrick Mahomes?
Okay. Because one, they both did the same thing, but one team has Patrick Mahomes. So they're the better team. Because I know if
is that not valid?
Because I know if
is that valid?
Wait,
Cancel that. Is that valid?
Hold on, explain yourself so I can get like a
better. No. Because look at this. Because if you were to flip the script on me, right? If the Steelers right now would be 7-1, and then the Chiefs would be 8-0, there's no way you would accept the Steelers being the best team because they have a loss.
No, because they have fucking. Oh, because the Chiefs are fucking have Patrick Mahomes.
This is like the worst argument ever. I still think the Steelers are the best team. If it came down to it, the Steelers would win the game.
No.
100%.
No.
100%.
Because you guys.
Do they play each other or no? Or is it in the playoffs?
No, they'll do it in the AFC Championship.
No, they're not going to make it to the AFC Championship.
I want to see this.
If the Dolphins play the Steelers in the playoffs, we're taking them out in the first round.
I've always said this. I prefer. Absolutely not. Between the two teams, I prefer Kansas City's offense, but I prefer Pittsburgh's defense.
Yes.
But I think. Fuck. I don't know. I really think if they don't get fucking dumb and like think that they're the best. I think they can stop the Kansas City offense.
I don't think so.
100% they can.
It's impossible to stop that defense.
The offense.
I mean that offense. It's impossible.
I think they can.
The Steelers defense is good.
I think they can hold them. Right? I think they can hold them enough. I'm not saying they're gonna like shut them out. Like 0 points. I think they can hold them to like 24 and they score like 27, 28.
It's that defense is good. I don't think that defense is as good as the 49ers last year. I don't think that defense is. What defense did they play in the fucking? Well, the Titans last year. It's just there's no way to beat the Chiefs. Are you guys gonna go up 20 down? Are you guys gonna go up 24 points on them? Are the Chiefs capable of coming back from 24 points down? Yes, they are
easily.
That's
but I think they keep them neck and neck, and then they just score like 20, like 24, 27, 24, 28.
I don't know. Then again, on any one football, on any week, it's possible for any team to beat them. It's possible for any team to beat anybody, right? But we'll see. I prefer the Chiefs. Is it invalid for me to prefer the Chiefs right now? They're 7-1. It's not like they're fucking 5-3 or some shit like that.
No, you can have your opinion.
Exactly.
But I just like the Steelers better. And also,
exactly.
By the calculations, they are the best team because they're undefeated.
Because they're undefeated. I agree. They're undefeated. I can't argue against that. But Big Ben's one hit away from fucking retiring. Missing the season. Yeah, bro, that shit. I don't even know what the fuck happens. Yeah, I know. But if you guys lose Big Ben, you guys' season is over.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
You don't think you guys are literally the same team as last year?
No, they got Mapletron.
They have Mapletron now.
And then we didn't go negative.
What?
If you eliminate Big Ben and we're the same team as last year, that team didn't go negative. That team didn't.
Yeah, but you guys went 8-8. 8-8 is not a good record either.
But it's not a bad one.
I mean, the NFC East would kill for 8-8 right now.
Exactly.
You're not winning a Super Bowl 8-8. Okay. And you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Mason Rudolph as your quarterback.
I don't know that.
Okay, I know. Okay. I will guarantee.
Did you think Nick Foles a couple years ago was going to win the Super Bowl against Tom Brady?
No, but Nick Foles is better than Mason Rudolph.
But did you think
Nick Foles had a season where he threw 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Show me the season where Mason Rudolph did that.
I'm just saying. Everyone besides Eagles fans didn't think they'd win that Super Bowl.
I didn't think they'd win that Super Bowl either. But Nick Foles is better than
Why did you think they win the Super Bowl? Because they went to the Super Bowl with their backup.
Still, that's
against a better team.
That's one time that has happened. Oh, I guess you could count Tom Brady was a backup too.
Yeah. Well, no, up until that point, he was like the starter.
I can't believe you're really saying that the Steelers would beat the Chiefs with Mason Rudolph instead of
Ben
Roethlisberger.
I don't know.
If it's Mason Rudolph, that changes everything.
A giant stretch. I don't know you guys.
The way he was playing last year.
That guy's fucking dog shit. That guy's straight up garbage. I can't believe you're actually arguing this.
I don't know.
Like, you know it's bad when I say that you guys would benefit from Sam Darnold or anyone else.
We would benefit from Sam Darnold because the problem with Sam Darnold is that he's just in a bad system.
Yeah.
You know it's bad.
See those throws he makes?
Mason Rudolph?
Sam Darnold would literally go through the same change that Tannehill did.
Yeah.
100%.
Probably.
100%.
And people will be talking about his throws.
Exactly.
Probably. But also, Mason Rudolph is the guy who got benched for the third string last year. Nick Foles has never been benched for the third string.
Dude, if it's Mason, if it's Big Ben, I'm with you guys. But if it's Mason Rudolph.
All right now it's Big Ben.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now it's Big Ben. Yeah.
I'm good.
And now he's throwing hypotheticals at me, which I don't know.
Is it that far of a hypothetical when the report literally came out and said if Big Ben's toe got stuck in the turf, he was going to be out for the season?
Yeah, but he didn't get stuck.
But it didn't.
But he's going to miss this week. And it's also like every week he always gets up and he's fucking limping. He always gets up, not limping, but he's always fucking looks like he's old. Getting hurt.
Who you guys play this week?
The Bengals.
Okay.
There's no third on that defense. They're okay. Yeah. Okay. They traded their only good pass.
Yeah. Carlos Dunlap.
I don't know what happens.
I'm good with you guys with Big Ben and all that crap, but if it's Mason.
Who would have thought the backup's worse than the starter? Who would have thought?
But if it's Mason.
Exactly. No. Okay. But then that's fucking my point. The Steelers would definitely not stand a chance against the Chiefs with fucking Mason Rudolph there.
All right. Flip the script on me. Flip the script. If Patrick Mahomes gets hurt tonight,
I would not pick the Chiefs. What?
Do the Chiefs win?
I'm not making this argument.
This is literally an argument.
You're the one.
He's trying to tell me the Chiefs are a better team. I don't think so.
If anyone besides the Saints lose their starter, they're not winning.
Okay.
We got Jameis, dude. We got Jameis.
You win. You win.
Their backup is better than their starter.
We have two good backups.
I forgot about. I first thought you were talking about Taysom Hill, and I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But yeah.
He should be a tight end. I'm telling them that he should be.
Wasn't that like his intro? Like, or wasn't he told to play tight end? And he's like, no.
They told him to play like not
everything,
like something else. And he's like, I'm a quarterback. I'm like, no, you're not, dude.
He's built like a tight end.
He's
like,
the best. He's fucking fast and strong, dude. He's like prime. What's the guy's name? Marshawn Lynch. He was just trucking dudes. But we got Jameis, dude.
I don't know if he's trucking dudes like Marshawn Lynch though.
Well, I'm thinking about when I think about that. I think of like that Saints game against the Vikings last year. He had a run that was very Marshawn Lynch. Like he was fast and he was just trucking dudes. But you guys weren't here. You guys were trying to get the something for the chili.
Taysom Hill, nasty.
He's
but the future. The Saints overpaid him to be a fucking gadget.
How much did they give him? Like $10 million.
He gets. I mean, I think it's $7 million a year, which is a lot for a guy that uses like 5 plays a game. Not gonna
just use him more.
10 plays.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they should at least just use him more at that point. Yeah, but also, like
you're not. Don't bench Breeze, but like just.
I don't think they're betting on him to be their quarterback of the future.
No,
though. No,
they're not.
They're not. Because if you were, then I don't think you'd put him through all this. Because
they're like, hit him hard. I think they're trying to use him as like a receiver or tight end. So like he can like come to him. Yeah, so like, listen, I'm not going to be the quarterback here. Especially when they got Jameis. I figured like, oh, look, there's no hope for me being quarterback.
But who is going
to
be the quarterback?
But Jameis Winston isn't a threat.
I hope to God it's not Jameis.
I hope it's Jameis.
I really, you know, I hope. We talked about this multiple times. I really hope that Cam just does so bad in New England.
If Cam does
bad in New England, he's done.
Yeah,
but like I'm saying, like bad, like backup job. I'm not saying like bad, like never wins a game. I'm saying like that, like not good enough for like New England's. Like, look, we're not.
If he does like decent, they'll still keep him.
And he stays.
No,
I really hope.
I think so.
I don't think so. I think this season's a fucking mess for New England. I think they're done, and I don't think the Saints would pick up Cam anyways. Bless you.
Thank you. I really hope they do because I would love to see Cam in New Orleans.
I don't think they do it. I honestly don't know what New Orleans.
Can you imagine him in New Orleans? Because he has good receivers and tight ends. Then he has Kamara and Latavius Murray.
Oh, God.
Like, that entire team is built for him. Because you don't know who the fuck's going to happen. You don't know who's going to get the ball. If it's going to be Kamara.
I don't know who you guys are planning on putting at your back. Oh, it might be Jameis. Let's be fucking honest here.
I swear to God.
It might be Jameis for a year or two.
It might be Jameis. No, that might be the plan right now. Just keep it for a year or two. And then moving forward. Here's what I'm thinking about. Like,
I hope it's not Jameis. But I feel a little bit better because he's going to have 2 years under Breeze and Sean Payton. Coach, you don't listen, guy. You throw the ball to your teammates, like the one in the same jerseys.
Our jerseys are black.
Yeah.
Do you think he like needs that?
Absolutely.
I think it's too late for him to need that because I think he's had so much time in the league that it's like, how do you really?
He's
need
only
that?
Had five. He's had 5 years.
5 or 6 years.
He's been in the league for a long time.
It's a lot, but it's not like 20 years like Tom Brady.
It's too long for you to need mentoring.
I understand. No,
I think you can. I think you can work with him. You're not gonna change the way he plays because. It got him to big leagues. But I think you can like refine him a little bit more.
Yeah, of course. You don't need to change the way he plays. You just need to cut down his turnovers by 15 plays. Literally, like what he said sounds fucking stupid, but it's the truth. If you literally take away 15 plays off that season, he had a fucking phenomenal season. 30 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, 5,000 yards. That's a Pro Bowl quarterback, at least. Yeah. That's literally all you got to do. Change those 15 plays.
Yeah, but like how do you like refine that though? Is it through sitting behind Breeze?
You got to look at his mechanics.
Sitting behind Breeze.
Is it Sean Payton's coaching?
Both it could and be. Also just like working on his entire like.
I skills. Feel like what really like knocked him out of fucking Tampa Bay was just Bruce Arians.
Well, okay.
Just the way he is.
The way he got kicked out of Tampa was a very specific situation, though. He literally had a chance where Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, wants to go to your fucking team.
Yeah.
And the quarterback you have is a good one, but he's not a fucking great one. And he's not irreplaceable.
Yeah.
And also, he wore out his welcome in Tampa with all the off-field distractions. He's been suspended a bunch of times. Every time he comes in, he fucking does some stupid shit. He does the fucking W shit.
That's a W.
So he wore out his welcome there. He got suspended a bunch of times. I think he just wore out his welcome, and he wasn't playing good enough. Because if he comes out, he's playing like Deshaun Watson did like his first couple years.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, like we're not gonna get rid of this fucking guy, right? But he comes out, he throws 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. It's like, all right, buddy.
30 for 30, baby.
30 for 30.
Yes, like, right. So I think those 2 years can really help him. And I like you said, at least give him 1 year in New Orleans, see how he does, and then from there we'll decide what happens. Yeah,
that is the only situation.
A lot can change in 3 years, so hopefully something happens. I hope he's good.
The problem is that the team isn't bad enough to just like fully tank it out.
Oh, absolutely not.
I don't think that is a team that is willing to fully tank it out.
No.
So I feel like they're gonna rely a lot on like, oh, other teams are picking up quarterbacks, we'll just take like from that pile. Exactly. Like if the Cowboys are serious about like tanking.
Oh, I would love to get Dak.
Taking a quarterback, like the Saints could end up with Dak.
Oh, I would be happy with that.
That'd actually be pretty cool.
That's why really, you know, cool. What's funny? That's what I meant to say with Cam. But I said Cam, like I'm sticking to it. But it was we talked about this before. It was between Cam and Dak.
I'm not a big fan of Dak. I never have.
I like Dakota.
But it's just like
I like Dakota, but I like give when, Dakota when Cowboys chance. Fans were like saying he was the best quarterback in the league. I'm like,
nah, of course.
He's better than Carson Wentz, but like that's
really. He's not better than Carson Wentz. Let's get that out of the way.
No, but
we need to bring C-19 in.
But what were we talking about?
Well, by default, like he's not better than Carson Wentz this year because he's not playing this year. By default.
That's true.
Who has more fantasy points this year? That's all I gotta ask.
Exactly. All right.
Well, since we're talking about the Saints anyways, Saints versus Bucks.
Yes. Yes, fuck.
Who you guys buying is the favorite in the NFC? Since we talked about the AFC already.
Well, this is kind of spoiling my list, but I actually have the Saints this number one.
Me too.
Just winning it all. Like, yeah. Because if you look at every other team, like besides like the Packers, because the Packers are just like Aaron Rodgers is just on a tear right now.
But they're also
the Seahawks are very inconsistent. The Bucks
and the Seahawks have a bad defense, like
bro, low key. Russell Wilson might be crumbling under the pressure of MVP.
Oh, I think he's out already.
I think so.
Turning the ball over a lot. I've never seen this from him.
No, yeah. These last two games, I think he's had 7 turnovers.
That's kind of concerning because at that point, I think you give it to Alvin Kamara.
What, MVP?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't think it's enough to give it
to Josh Allen, in my opinion.
I think it's Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers at this point.
At this point, it's Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, number three. Because Tom Brady's had too many fucking trashy-ass games, getting called out by his coach. You know who hasn't been called out by his coach? Josh motherfucking Allen.
Joshy Poo.
I love Josh.
Russell Wilson's just been playing like I think too many turnovers.
Think about it. He's always playing every year. It's always like there's no eyes on him, and everyone's always like, wow, this guy is playing fucking amazing. This year, when everyone's watching, he's fucking turned the ball over a lot.
And that's crazy because it's like everyone's just watching from afar. Like there's no actual fans there. That's crazy. So what pressure are you feeling?
You're not getting Russell.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Danger Russ.
I like my Saints, baby.
So, I mean, and also that secondary is just fucking garbage. Like that secondary is the worst.
Yeah, it's not getting
any
better.
I'm buying the Saints, man. It's like I thought like there were a couple fluke games.
But yeah, it was rough at the beginning of the season.
That just happens. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Well, they didn't have Michael Thomas.
They had Michael Thomas.
Emmanuel Sanders missed a bunch of games.
And then when the first couple games,
Michael Thomas got hurt, and then Michael Thomas fought someone. So it's like, it wasn't too sharp.
The first games without Michael Thomas, Breeze and Sanders didn't have that connection. They established because they didn't have a preseason OTAs. So like, they had to build that. But now, slowly, everyone's getting in the mix.
What I was telling Nick in the car today, which is true, it's like chemistry is so important. Like, and you really see that with the Bucks team.
Right? Oh,
like, you can actually put some of the blame on this on Antonio Brown.
Well, for this weekend?
For this weekend.
No.
Because it's like now. Because
not
now
all
you have
of
to,
it, but you can give a percentage.
Not a percentage of it. Okay, there was a lot of things wrong. There was the Saints O-line was just doing too well. And then the Bucks O-line was just doing too bad, right?
I just think it was coaching. I just think Sean Payton is just a better coach.
The Bucks secondary was just horrendous, bro, dude. Like, Devin White was just getting exposed.
Really?
Just,
yeah, I wouldn't
like,
know.
On man coverage, just like this horrible exposure.
Dude, Breeze had a fucking field day.
I mean, that was the question about the defense going in. Yeah, Breeze did have a field day. But that was the question about the Bucks defense going in. Was this just everyone knew their defensive line was stacked, especially when they signed Sue. Their linebacking core was stacked, too. But their corners were always trash. The one that's kind of, like, save that has been Antoine Field,
but he's
Winfield
a Jr.
He's a safety. So, and their corner, Carlton Davis, has been having a pretty good season.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of made up for that. But like,
but he doesn't put that pressure like Marshawn Lattimore does. Where he wants to beat the shit out of Mike Evans. Bro, like after that game, I was just watching a bunch of times where they've like fought. And it's for so real? Funny.
That's so funny.
The Saints, quick fucking mention to the Saints social media, so like a team.
They had a field
day. They the minute the game ended, they were just content. Having the time of their life, just
content
everywhere.
Didn't end.
Did you know that Tom Brady has never been swept by a division opponent?
I told you guys last time, or
and
I
then
said
this
it off
is
air.
Me.
Time.
Yep. This is crazy.
Because it just proves that the AFC East was garbage. So like,
but at the end of the day, I just think Bruce Arians got outcoached.
I think everything, Sean Payton. I think everything in Tampa went wrong.
Sean Payton's just a better coach.
Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, everything went wrong for them.
You could, like I said, you could blame it on
I think
Brown
you put a
extent.
Little bit on Brown
not
because...
So, not so much on him.
But on Brady.
But on him just being there. Like it's
because
just
Brady
like,
felt like he had the pass. He gave Antonio Brown
felt
like six touches. When and he only gave Evans and Godwin like 7 or 8.
I mean, also, but Evans was being guarded by Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
catch his hands, Lattimore.
Hey, wait, Evans got that one catch.
Fuck you. And then Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was on the other side.
And then
they getting punched by Chris Godwin.
And a lot of people were saying that
going.
People were critiquing that Tampa Bay only rushed the ball 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, they were never in
bro,
the...
it was just fucking...
They got
destroyed.
Blown out really fucking fast. Like, they were never...
Why would
never
you
had
run?
Time.
Why the fuck would you run?
Like, they ran 5 times technically, but one was a kneel down.
Yeah, one was a kneel.
So it's 4. Yeah, but they were never in the game to, like, start running.
So I think we're all in on the Saints.
I've been on
the
Saints
doing it all, right, man.
Since we all agree on that one, number two, who do you guys got? I got Packers. I think
let's finish these games and then we'll go.
Let me look at my list. I'll answer that question real quick and then we'll go.
No, I'm just talking about who do you think like is
number two in the AFC?
According to my list, the Packers.
Yeah,
I have the
Packers.
I think so.
Before this week it was the Seahawks, but
yeah, before this week I had the Seahawks had one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so. Right. A lot can change in a week.
But 2 weeks in a row with the Seahawks don't show up, and this week we're going over Bills versus Seahawks. Josh Allen, like
Jesus
we mentioned
Christ.
Earlier, had a day. Right? Did he expose the Seahawks?
Yeah, but like, no one knew. No one thought that their defense was that good. Like, everyone expected this.
No one
this.
Did. But if Josh Allen did this, can you imagine what Aaron Rodgers is going to do to the defense?
I don't know.
He's going to fucking murder them. Fucking the way Davante Adams has been playing, who the fuck are you going to put on Davante Adams? You have nobody.
I don't think it's that big of a blowout compared to.
Oh, what happened this weekend?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it'll be a closer.
Oh,
game.
like if we were to like in like a playoff standpoint.
No, I'm just saying.
No, because you said the Packers, so that's what I thought you were.
Yeah.
Like if in a playoff standpoint, I don't think it comes down.
Yeah.
To that.
I think it's closer.
I mean, obviously, just the pressure.
I don't see myself. I don't see Aaron Rodgers getting 400 yards.
I don't see myself getting 400.
What do you mean you don't see Aaron Rodgers? He's done it before. Why wouldn't he do
it? No. I'm not saying he can't
like
do
when?
It. But
like when?
Like against, just, the, like against the Seahawks?
Against the Seahawks? Oh, I don't think so.
No. Like,
why not?
No, like I'm saying like Packers win that game. Packers score more, obviously. But like I think it's one of those games where like they'll be up by so much they don't.
Oh, yeah. That's possible like, too.
I don't see him scoring 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
If Josh Allen did this, right? And first of all, this was his first game back. I mean, not first game back, but first game back to that MVP performances that he was putting into being the season. I think his shoulder's fully healed now. As we could see, hopefully it was. He fucking threw 400 yards on a bad shoulder, right? But I'm just saying, like in the NFC specifically, you're going against a lot of good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That can take advantage of this. Kyler Murray can put up fucking
Kyler
yards.
Murray.
Right? And we fucking saw they fucking got wrecked on Sunday Night Football 2 weeks ago. And now they have to play him one more time in the season.
That's right.
Fucking you have to play Tom Brady. Tom Brady might not have the strongest arm at this point.
Yeah.
Man's... knows what the fuck he's doing, and he know where the weak points are in that
experience
defense.
To take.
Yeah,
over
he can he'll get that one,
and especially with those fucking receivers, who the fuck are you gonna put on AB? Who are you gonna put on Mike Evans? Who are you gonna put on Chris Godwin?
Bobby Wagner on all three of them.
It's not like they can trade for Marshawn Lattimore. If you
can you imagine they just trade Marshawn Lattimore back and forth?
Like they put him on loan.
So fucking going against Tom Brady, going against Drew Brees. You're going against Jimmy Garoppolo. No, I'm joking.
That's an easy dub for them.
You're going against Carson Wentz, bro,
Carson,
putting up these fucking
that's
yards.
Wins.
Carson wins, bro. But honestly, though, I just think like that's a recipe for disaster in the NFC specifically. Like, yeah, you don't have to play against fucking Mahomes or fucking Roethlisberger or any of these quarterbacks in the AFC. But just the fact that the NFC is that stacked with great quarterbacks.
Especially with how much he's turning over the ball.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
if he was playing like the earlier games, oh, they win the shit, no problem. But the fact that he's turning over the ball so much, like you can't turn over the ball that many times and with that defense expect to win. Like it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's gonna be interesting. I feel bad because like I really thought this would be the year.
Anyways, I saw this video of this guy saying that Tua's mannerisms are very similar to Russell Wilson, and once you hear that, you can't unsee it.
Really?
Yeah, they're like exactly the same.
I always thought that, right? Like his ceiling was Russell Wilson.
That'd be so cool. I mean, okay. I always told my dad if he plays like Russell Wilson, he's a bust. Just because I'm a 49ers fan. You hate the Seahawks. Right? But I like what I saw this weekend. Bowl, so that's the next game we're going to get into. Fucking Dolphins at Cardinals. What a game.
That was a good game.
What a game.
Like we said, that was probably the best game of the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Tua was a baller.
Yeah.
Confirmed. I'm fucking excited because I feel like we actually have a quarterback of the future. What did you guys think of his performance?
I mean, I thought it was good. Like, he's playing great. I'm excited. But he did go against a bad defense.
Well, okay, the defense isn't that bad. Fucking Russell Wilson threw three picks against them.
Like,
he's still going against probably the best corner or one of the best corners in the league, in Patrick Peterson.
That guy's still playing?
He is still playing.
Dude, I keep forgetting about him because I thought he retired like years ago.
He is still playing.
But I'm saying, like, I was like, where I was going with it is that I'm more impressed with Kyler's performance against that defense.
Cause he had the better offense and was going against the better defense.
Yeah.
But Tua doesn't have anybody like D-Hop. He doesn't have, Chase Edmonds is pretty good. But then again, none of the running backs that Tua was playing with this weekend are better than Chase Edmonds.
No.
Jordan Howard's fucking terrible.
I think we can all agree. He's a goat.
Who else? Well, Preston Williams on the other side, but he got hurt, was having a good game. And I think that actually might be just because Preston Williams plays on his left side. So I think they have Devontae Parker lined up on his right. So he ends up targeting Preston Williams more, but he got hurt.
Yeah.
On a celebration, actually, because Christian Wilkins comes off the
are you serious? How he got hurt?
Yeah,
Oh, my God.
I think he stepped on his foot. And fucked him up.
Dude, oh my God. You already know the whole team is like beating the shit out of that guy.
But you
fucking bozo.
Wow.
I enjoyed it.
No, I enjoyed it. Back. I like Tua. I said multiple times on and off here, I think Tua's going to have a good career of those three rookie quarterbacks. I'm excited.
It's only his second game.
Undefeated.
Like, as an
I'm
NFL
glad
starter.
He's
2-0.
I'm glad he's
2-0.
He's doing good. I kind of want now, like in hindsight, I kind of want to see how our season would have been if he would have started from the beginning.
I mean, okay, genuinely, I think we would have been 7-1.
Genuinely?
I don't know. Let me look at the schedule.
Where are we right now? We're
5-3. We're 5-3. We would have won two more games.
I think 6-2.
No, because I think Fitzpatrick against the Seahawks just couldn't score touchdowns and was doing like costly turnovers. We would have won that game.
Because
that was a game where we would have won. They just started taking over the second half because he was throwing picks. And this guy so far hasn't thrown any picks. I'm not saying he would have gone the whole season without picks, but he does a better job taking care of the ball than Fitzpatrick.
What game do you think we would have lost?
Either the Patriots or the Bills. I personally think we would have lost game one. I think we would have beat the Bills. The Bills was a close game. Then again, he was just throwing picks.
Yeah, and that Patriots defense was healthy.
Do you think the 49ers game would have gone the way it did? That really big blow.
I think we would have won. But I think we would have blown them out just because Jimmy G wasn't 100%.
I get that, just playing bad. Like,
yeah, I don't see them winning the Patriots, though. I agree with you. Because that first game, that defense was healthy.
Hot streak,
you had no tape on Cam. You didn't know what the fuck he was going to do. He come out. He looks like a fucking baller.
I can
that would have been crazy. Can you imagine the Dolphins being 7-1 right now?
I can
but
see that.
We'll take it. We're 5-3. Yeah, we're still ahead of where I thought we were going to be.
Me too.
I thought
it'd be Bills.
We're up.
I thought it'd be Bills, Patriots, Dolphins, and then Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And anyways, I think the way the schedule is going forward, we should win a couple games.
I mean, okay, like I saw, like, best case scenario, we end up with 12 wins. Worst case, we end up with like 10.
That's so good. That's much better than what I thought.
So much better.
That's eight more wins than I thought.
The thing is, it's that, like, honestly, dude, I think the best case scenario, like looking at these games, I think the best case, we end up with 13.
All right. Fuck, bro.
Because again, I think we beat the Chargers because the Chargers can't fucking close out games.
Yeah.
I think we beat the Broncos because they're just not the way I thought they'd be. The Jets, you know, might be a tough one.
genuinely.
The Bengals.
Week by week.
The Bengals is a shootout. The Chiefs.
Yeah, that's why I was like, all right.
The Patriots.
I mean, the way they've been playing now and how that defense is not good.
I actually think the Raiders are a very solid team, so I think that could be a close game. And the Bills are just the Bills. So
the Bills, that might be for the division, which is pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
That would be a fire. Like,
would be wild if we just got on this hot streak, right? And coming to the Bills game, that might be the.
Because think about it, like the way we're going now, we've won four games in a row. We could end up with a 7-game win streak. Because we played the Chargers,
the
Broncos, and the Bengals.
No, not even. I think we can go in eight. No, because it's Chargers, Broncos, Jets, Dolphins.
Oh.
Next. Those are next
Jets,
four games.
Dolphins?
Jets, Bengals.
Jets, Bengals.
Bro, we
I wasn't wrong. The Dolphins are playing that game.
All right, you got to calm down there because the Jets, Joe Flacco's elite. All
right? Joe Flacco yesterday proved his eliteness.
Dude, he passed Joe Montana on passing something.
That's
Joe Montana's an elite
Joe
company.
Joe Montana's an elite company.
All right.
Speaking of the Jets.
Either way, I'm excited for the Dolphins this season, right?
It's looking good.
We're going to make our playoff team predictions, but
we'll get there.
I think we got a shot. I think we got a shot.
I regret not getting those Dolphins season tickets now.
For $20.
In the sleeper game of the week, bro. Who would have thought the Monday night game was a banger between the Patriots and the Jets?
Jesus Christ.
Jets.
The way the Jets are going, do you think they're going to get a win this season?
Nope. I don't know.
I really don't know. I think they
had the Jets schedule pulled
up. I think they beat the Patriots the second time.
I see it. I thought they'd do this one for the sole purpose that it was the home game. That would make them a little bit more comfortable.
Last week,
I think they're comfortable away. I don't think they like being in the fucking stadium.
I think me and him thought the Jets would win this week, but we just don't pick the Jets. We just don't fucking pick
the Jets.
Pick the Jets. You don't pick the Jets. That's right, the one thing you don't do.
I told you this forever. If the Jets pull a game, it will be against the Patriots. And it almost happened yesterday.
But who knows? Maybe Adam Gase has just been methodically building this offense the entire season.
Yeah, he said, who cares about defense? We can score.
An offensive genius.
Got rid of his entire defense.
Sean McVay is copying Adam Gase's offensive plan.
No, everyone is.
Everyone is, obviously.
I think, I'm gonna say no on that one. I do not think the Jets won.
I don't know, bro. It'd be the most Jets thing to fuck themselves up and not get the first pick. I think that's the most Jets thing.
Most Jets thing to do is not take Trevor Lawrence.
That's possible too. Yeah. But I just think it's
going to be. They will,
God, man. I'd get so pissed off if we get to that day. I've been predicting it for years. And
here's the thing.
And they just say like Justin Fields.
So let's say, so you'd be pissed off they don't take him. But what if they take him and he doesn't want to play? He doesn't play.
I did say that it is not valid.
Until he plays a game?
My prediction, until he plays a game.
Okay.
All right, for me,
because it looks like he's not gonna play if the Jets pick him.
I mean,
I wouldn't fucking do it.
I have no problem. I understand people saying, "Oh, you should take on the challenge as a man," but what, man? Like even though like going to sports is a very like rewarding thing. Obviously, you get paid a lot of shit like that. This is like the one like profession where you don't get to pick where you work.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't have a problem if someone wants to fucking not choose directly. Like, don't be like, "Oh, I want to go play for this team," but fucking tell them like, "I just don't want to play for you." I wouldn't have a problem with Trevor Lawrence.
That I understand that. Like, on paper, of course, it's like it's a really bad scenario right now. And when I predicted it, I thought it'd just be like the team is fine. It's just the quarterback was an issue. Like, my head, like, a couple years back, I was just
the team was better, yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay, like, maybe they just have a quarterback issue. Sam Darnold isn't fitting their mold. They'll just replace him out. That's what I thought. But then the way it's just a poverty franchise.
It's the worst franchise in the NFL, in my opinion. I can't imagine one worse. The Bengals are probably up there. The Browns too.
The
Bengals, the Browns, and the Jets. Those are the three. The Browns look like they're turning it around though.
Poverty franchises.
Yeah, the Browns right now are fine. It's just between the Bengals and the Jets.
Yeah. No, but I'm just talking about like historically.
Yeah.
Couple of the teams that's just like the Lions and stuff like that. But like
the Texans. The Lions are a poverty franchise. I agree with that statement.
The Texans.
The thing that doesn't make the Lions that bad is that they have Matthew Stafford, in my opinion. If they had any other quarterback, they'd be like the worst.
Texans if we're talking about history, the fact that like just the fact that that team had a productive player like Megatron is just fucking.
that just proves
no. They've
the
had
point.
A bunch of players. You have Barry Sanders. You have fucking Megatron.
I forgot about Barry Sanders.
That just proves the point that you should be able to pick where you want to go because they wasted his talent.
Okay, I understand why
I'm
they
not
don't
saying,
do that.
I mean, you're not gonna pick. No. It's an exaggeration.
I understand what you're saying. But I'm saying I understand why you don't. They don't do that.
Yeah.
But it also is fucking terrible where you don't really have any say in where you go.
Like, could you imagine Megatron on like any good team?
Yeah,
throw him in Dallas.
I just think he wanted to win in Detroit because you got to think, bro. Like that at one point, once you're already there, you're probably like, all right, like
you know it's bad.
I want to win here.
You know he knew he couldn't win. He was like, I'm gonna go back to school. He's like, I can't fucking win with this team.
that's probably the best player to ever won a ring.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Barry Sanders up there.
Sanders,
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson was a savage, but he was only good for a little while because he got hurt.
Bo knows, baby.
But you know, that's another situation. Yeah, like the Trevor Lawrence one.
Tampa Bay signed him. He's like, and he said, don't draft me. And
yeah,
Tampa Bay took him. They fucked him hard.
Yeah.
You know the story?
I don't.
Real quick. So, Bo's doing football and baseball, whatever.
Yes.
Senior year of college. The Tampa Bay's like, oh, we want to fly you out, see the team, whatever. And he's like, can you call the NCAA to make sure, like, because I'm going on a private jet. You guys are flying me out, like, paying for everything. That, like, I can, I'll be fine with the NCAA. I won't break any rules. And I'll be eligible to play my senior year in baseball. It's like, oh, we called. You're good. Boom. Does that trip. Has a decent time where it comes back. Gets ready to play, like, his fourth game in baseball. He's like, nah, you can't play. You're done.
No, it wasn't even his fourth game. It was the NCAA double
World Series. I know he played games, but I don't know what it was. And they're like, oh, you can't play anymore because you took a private jet to Tampa and had a whole trip for them. He's like, oh, no, but they called. He's like, they never called. And from that moment on, he's like, if you drop me, I'm not going to play for you. Mm-hmm. And he didn't play for them.
NCAA World Series.
And he was having shit up for him. He was having, like, I don't know if it was the World Series. I remember he was saying, I mean, in the video interview, he said that he would have had a great season because he was, like, in the few games he played, he was already having, like his batting average was crazy. He had, like, massive home runs, RBIs.
For real?
I feel like it was, like, not deep in the season.
I don't know. I saw his football life. I'm pretty sure it was the NCAA, the World Series, which is why he was, like, even more fucking mad about it.
I don't know.
Either way, the general thing of the story is, fucking, he told Tampa Bay, you draft me, I'm going to go play baseball. And then Tampa Bay was like, oh, he's not going to fucking do that. And they drafted him anyways. And he fucking went to go play baseball. Until they traded him to the Raiders. And then that's when he fucking went off.
Bo knows.
He's a fucking savage, though. Either way, all right, I guess we can move on. Jerry's going to be giving his top 10
yes.
teams after week 9. I already know who number 1 is. I think we all do.
But was that it? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I thought that was one more game. 10, I have the Raiders. Shout out to them. Derek Carr's really making a push.
Did you see the play where he picked up the first down?
I love it.
The hop?
Where he like,
I
love it.
Air Carr, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I love it. No, it's like, I just feel bad for him. Yeah. He's gotten a lot of shit.
He gets a lot of shit from everybody.
I was like, Nick, I was like, he has potential. If he takes that team to the playoffs, he could probably be a comeback player. But
I just think that they never fucking give him receivers. And this year, like, he still doesn't have, like, any, like, great receivers, but they're better than what he's had in the past.
Yeah.
Like I've said in the past.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, that team would have fucking been nasty.
Number 9, we got the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I like that. That shit was fire.
Are you going to put the Cardinals ahead of the Dolphins? I guess we're going to find that out.
No.
Wait, what?
I actually, like, I did the list, like, and when I was typing everything out, like, I told you one list, yeah. Right? And then, like, because that was just in my head, but then as I'm typing it out, I'm just like, oh, wait, I had more than 10 teams.
Yeah, he's fucking threw a curveball because he told me the Cardinals were, like, a
8. No. I told you I'd have the Cardinals under.
All right, either way, let's continue.
Like, list. I thought my list was going to be, like, the Cardinals at 10, and then, like,
eight
or something like that. Yeah. But then I forgot about the Raiders and stuff, so it was a bunch of shit. So then, yeah, Dolphins are nice. I got the Seahawks at 8.
Oof, low, but I agree.
It's a big blow.
Yeah, they got clowned.
They've gotten clowned 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. They got clowned. It's only fitting. At 7, I have the Titans. Love those guys. Forgot about them.
Them boys.
Yeah.
Boys.
Forgot about them. Boys. But great guys. 6, you have the Bills.
It's fine. No arguments here.
I like Josh Allen.
The only thing is, with this, I would have put the Titans a little bit higher just because they beat the Bills specifically. You get me? Like, they already played.
I get that, where it's like, yes,
they got fucking blown out.
I understand that.
But I understand. I agree with that.
I understand that. But that's how
we're
I
good.
Saw it.
We're good.
All right. At 5, I have the Santos because the Saints.
Oh. So you have the Bucks ahead of the Saints?
I don't have the Bucks at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he told me in the first place, he told me the Bucks. So I'm like, what
I told
the
you
fuck?
Just now, I listed but more I
thought,
than 10 teams
I thought
in my
it was
head.
Just the Cardinals. I didn't know it was that many teams.
I listed more teams in my head.
My dog named 15 teams.
Yeah. I named 32 teams.
He gave me his top 30. Like, fuck.
Right. So I got the Saints. Shout out to them. Probably going to win the NFC. At 4, I have the Packers. Because I almost forgot that the Packers played this week because they played on Thursday. And
yeah.
No one likes Thursday. But Packers did great. 3, have the Ravens. I thought it was a little fluke win. Like, there was a bunch of bullshit against the Colts game. But, like, the motto of the podcast.
The W's a dub.
Lamar Jackson just not playing the same.
They did it. You know Lamar Jackson in his first 25, in his first 30 games as a starter?
He's 25-5.
Tied Dan Marino.
Yeah. I didn't know that he fucking has barely lost. But he's still not playing good.
He's still not a good quarterback.
Exactly. It's like, that's where you balance that out. Where it's like, but at the end of the day, it's like, a win is a win. You're the record of the team is what projects.
Yeah, we're protecting the team. We're protecting Lamar Jackson.
Exactly.
But
go ahead.
Lamar Jackson wishes he could throw a ball like Dan Marino.
Yeah, 100%.
Can you imagine? Dude, Lamar Jackson could move the way he does with like with Dan Marino's arm?
There would literally never be a greater quarterback.
Than Lamar Jackson. The perfect one.
Exactly.
Jeez.
So we have the Chiefs. Yeah. 1 with the Steelers. Let's move on.
All right. Fucking for playoff team predictions.
Oh, okay. So how do you want to do this? Do you want me to like go first? Do you want someone to go first and then like?
I feel like I'm going to agree.
Okay, do you want me to do it?
Or
do you want to
do it? I think we're all going to be pretty similar.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't really put them in any order. All right.
I did. I literally put them like
one to seven. I just put them in the order they're in now because I think it's probably going to stay pretty close to the same.
Well, I put them like 1 to 7 where it's like, well, yeah, it's like if the playoffs would happen right now, it's like what I think would happen. Yeah. But there was some like changes I had to, well, like I had to make a decision.
And, all right. We got Steelers. We got Chiefs. Mm-hmm. We got Bills. We got Titans. Those four. Everyone has.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Then for the wild cards, we have Ravens and the wild card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders. Right? That's then I have Raiders and
Dolphins.
For the seventh one, it's between the Dolphins and the Browns.
Interesting. That's where I changed up.
But I have the Dolphins.
I have the Dolphins.
See, I had the Dolphins at 6.
Really?
Because I think in their division, they'll probably have a better record than the
Raiders. Okay. Oh, I can
possible,
see that.
Possible.
Right? Okay.
So I had the Dolphins at 6 and I had the Raiders at 7. That's where I had to make the decision. But then I thought about divisional standpoint. The Browns have just been getting their back blown out, right? But then the Raiders took a game from the Chiefs, took a game from the Chargers.
They're probably,
probably going to beat the Broncos, blah, 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 blah. So that's how I saw it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty fair.
That's close enough.
I mean, so we all have the same teams, all right? That's all that matters.
Exactly. And if you even think about matchups, it's like. Like it's pretty solid. Like I don't know how deep you want me to go for it, but like obviously if you were to make a bracket, it's like pretty clear answers here.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and then the NFC's pretty much. I think
we can you imagine the Dolphins playing the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs? Oh my
fuck
god!
First round sweat, baby.
But imagine if the Raiders play the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs and they beat them once already. I don't think they'd beat them in the playoffs. But imagine if they did upset them in the playoffs.
That would be wild.
The world would be set on fire.
We'd have a different conversation.
Okay, NFC. I think we're all on the same page too.
All right, Packers, Saints, Seahawks. Eagles.
I have the Saints at 1.
I had the Saints at 1.
I think I just listed the way it was here. Just
no, I mean, if you have the Packers at 1, that's your opinion.
I still think the Packers are a really good team. But then again, I did say the Saints were my favorite to come out the NFC.
Yeah, so that's exactly.
Regardless.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have it Saints, Packers, Seahawks, Eagles. Yes, correct.
And then for the wild cards, Cardinals, Buccaneers, my 7th team here is a surprise.
Go ahead.
Vikings.
Wow.
Really?
Explain that.
The Vikings, all right, I don't trust the fucking Bears. The Bears are fucking garbage,
but I think
the Vikings are fucking getting on fire.
But I still like the Rams, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, after the way that Jared Goff played against fucking us, I do not like the Rams.
I had it a different order, actually. I had the Bucks up like at 5th. Mm-hmm. I had the Bucks, Cardinals, then the Rams.
Yeah.
Right? Because the Cardinals, I think, are just a better team on paper. And like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't trust Chicago. The
Vikings.
I don't trust Chicago.
Just to be different.
NFC East is the poverty. Like, I don't know.
Just to
I
be
just
different and fuck you off. I'm going to put, for the NFC East, I'm gonna take out the Eagles. I'm going to put the Cowboys.
I almost put Washington.
Oh, my God. No, it's not going to be the Cowboys.
I'm going to put the Cowboys.
Consider putting Washington, but there's just so many like ups and downs with
the Giants
situation.
Or the quarterback killers? Let's fucking talk
about
this.
They took
out Dak. Did they fucking took out Kyle Allen in a similar fashion?
Dude, they have a sniper in the fucking roof of the building just fucking bam.
If that, they have to check them for the bounty gator, right?
Yeah.
What the exactly. Fuck's going on out there, right?
Thank God. No, they
I think it's either Eagles or Giants.
Yeah.
I think it's either Eagles or Giants.
Interesting.
I think the Eagles
The Eagles have a chance of winning a playoff game, in my opinion.
Nah.
So if you put them at 4, they play against what in my bracket?
The Cardinals or the Bucks? Can you imagine fucking Carson Wentz taking out Tom Brady in the playoffs?
That would be wild.
That'd be insane.
That'd be hilarious. I don't
and
think
then
that
he doesn't
happen,
shake
though.
His hand like Nick Foles, like he has in the basketball time.
But I don't think he has. I don't think in that specific scenario. At 4, no. I don't think he beats any of those teams. I don't think he beats the Cardinals or the Bucks.
I don't know. The Eagles were getting healthy. Jennifer's back.
Carson Wentz
had never thrown 7 interceptions in a season since his rookie year until this year. I'm not worried about him. He'll figure that shit out. He just got to stop fucking trying to do too much, in my opinion, is what he's trying to do.
He just needs to build the chemistry.
He has too much confidence.
Yeah.
And the rest of his team has to just not fuck up in primetime situations.
Every time he starts getting comfortable with receivers, they add someone else to the mix. It was fucking, he was getting used to Fulgham and getting used to playing with Greg Ward. And then now they added Jalen Reagor again. So now he's fucking throwing a Jalen Reagor in the end zone. And I also saw that the wind was pretty
they added him bad. Again?
Yeah, he's fucking not hurt anymore. But
he
then
was on IR.
He fucking had a game.
I was thinking of
like Deshaun Jackson?
No, I was thinking of Nelson Aguilar.
Oh, no.
No, he's in the
Raiders. That's why I was like, they brought him back. Like, did I miss something?
Fucking Aguilar. He plays one game with Deshaun Jackson. He gets hurt again. Fucking.
Alshon Jeffrey, hard. Too.
Alshon Jeffrey hasn't played yet. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, the Eagles are making it harder on him, but it's just like, I don't know. I don't think he takes a game, though. I just don't see it against those teams.
Possible.
Oh no!
I think anything is possible in the fucking playoffs. Yeah, exactly. I didn't think the Titans would make the championship last year.
Oh me either.
But
bro.
You know,
I don't think so. But it could happen. But I'm gonna have the Cowboys in there.
I remember like when we traded away Tannehill, I told my dad, I'm like, bro, like you're gonna see, he's gonna come into for the Titans and fucking take them to the playoffs. And then like once they made the playoffs, like I fucking told you, I was like, look at him,
7 years late, baby.
It's because we always knew Mariota just wasn't it, bro. That guy's so fucking bad,
dude.
Garbage.
Isn't he? Is he hurt right now?
Cause no, he's on the Raiders.
I know he's the backup on the Raiders, but like. I heard something about he was like on IR, like maybe the COVID reserve, or I don't know. Fuck.
They put trash players in IR. No, I'm joking. Right. Yeah. Jerry, you have to be hurt to be put on IR, not trash. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna guess the games for Week 10. All right, we actually have for the first time in a long time, we have a good game on Thursday night, guys.
Jesus
Colts
Christ.
At Titans, bro.
I like it. I like it.
But we're going Titans.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
It's just the way the Colts played this previous Sunday. I'm like, that put a little doubt in me.
They just can't score the ball. I don't even think it's fucking Phillip Rivers' fault.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's not the problem.
Jonathan Taylor has just been like underproducing a lot. And
they fucking started benching him now.
Which is fucking wild to me.
It's crazy.
Because Jonathan Taylor is a fucking animal. And then when what's this guy's name? Marlon Mack got injured week one, I was like, that's it.
Yeah, it's
he's
done.
The future of the league. And then
he just hasn't been doing anything.
Wait, who's the
they have Hines and they have another guy.
No, I'm talking
Moss?
I'm thinking defense. Like someone was injured and they just came back. Fuck, oh my god.
Who, Darius Leonard?
Darius Leonard.
Darius Leonard's
a savage, bro. That's a savage. But I don't know. Again, it's like, can you stop Derrick Henry?
I don't think there's a solution for Derrick Henry.
That's not even the problem. I just think, well, first of all, like, can you stop AJ Brown? Because that guy's a fucking animal too.
Yeah,
AJ Brown's an animal. Did you see the catch that he had, the touchdown catch when he had two people on him?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Like everyone talks about DK Metcalf, but AJ Brown's like fucking just as nasty, bro.
Exactly.
I like AJ Brown.
Ole Miss, bro.
It's so stupid how fucking N'Keal Harry, JJ Arcega-Whiteside both got drafted over them.
There was someone else, Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown too, but.
Nah. I mean, dude, you
he's
can't.
Not,
tell
he's not as you, good. No. He's not as good as AJ Brown and fucking.
Bro, if you put AJ Brown like on the Ravens, I think you guys
it's like. I don't understand the mentality there. Why do you draft AJ Brown? You have a quarterback who's not very accurate. I mean, not AJ Brown. Hollywood Brown. You have a quarterback that's not very accurate. Why would you get him a speedy fucking receiver?
Which is why I thought Debs would be perfect.
Guy. Yeah,
and they barely used him.
He was a threat out there, giving those high fives on the sideline,
giving claps.
I thought like even if a player like DK Metcalf could have felt that too, because at the time we just thought he was just this deep threat, but now he could do it all.
Yeah,
he's a fucking gangster.
Yeah, he can finally turn, bro. Who would have thought?
Because I remember that was his big problem. Right, was the cone drill?
The cone drill.
But dude,
he slipped like three
he
times.
He just slipped.
He was like, "Oh shit!"
The combine. It was hilarious.
Okay, I remember like when that draft was coming out. I was kind of like on the same page as Jerry. I didn't think he wasn't gonna pan out. I just thought he was way overrated.
I thought DK Metcalf was too good to be true. I was wrong.
He's been wrong multiple times.
I've been so wrong.
Fuck no, because the thing is like. Like, he came out of nowhere, bro. Like, I had never even fucking heard of the guy. And then he fucking came to Combine, and they wouldn't stop fucking talking about him. And they had him, like...
Wait, you had never... Well, I paying attention more to college that year than you?
I don't pay attention.
No, but I think he was hurt or something.
Well, I know he got hurt, but for a very...
In Ole Miss.
In Ole Miss, but, like, for a very small amount of time.
I don't watch...
I would always hear about him, like, all the fucking time.
No, bro. I don't watch college.
No, but the one that was ranked higher was AJ Brown.
Well, yeah.
Before the combine. And then the combine came around. They had him like going in the top five. I was like, all right, bro. Like, you guys have him a little bit overrated, buddy.
No. I believed it. I was like, dude, like, someone's going to take him in the top five. But I'm and then it's not going to work.
I thought he was going to be a bust for top five.
Because
now we're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
No, but can you imagine? Like, didn't the Raiders have a top five pick that year? Yeah, they had fourth overall. Can you.
The real Brown showed up in the Raiders.
Bro, yes, that fourth pick that was the one where they took Cleveland Farrell.
Cleveland
fucking
Farrell,
trash.
That's a good pick,
right?
That was a great.
Imagine
when
AJ
they had
Brown.
Three first picks, and
two of them hit though. I will give them that.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs, and what was the other one?
Jonathan Abram, the safety.
Yeah,
pretty good too. But that fucking the thing is like Cleveland Farrell's a pretty fucking big bust, but it's like shadowed by the fact that in the fifth round they picked a good defensive end. That's better than their fourth. Their number four overall. But can you imagine AJ Brown, Josh Jacobs?
Oh my!
And they would have had AB.
Can you?
The real Brown,
dude. Like nothing would stop the Raiders. Like I genuinely thought they would beat this fucking powerhouse.
Oh my god! All right, so I'm going Titans. I'm assuming you.
Yeah,
are
I'm
too.
Going Titans.
I guess yeah, but it's gonna be a tough one.
Be a tough one. All right, Eagles at Giants. Who you guys got? This is for the division lead. I'm pretty sure.
I got the Giants.
It's well, I know.
I got the Giants.
I'm going Eagles.
I got Eagles, but like it wouldn't be for the division lead because everyone else is 2-7, but the Eagles.
It's like as bad as Carson Wentz has been playing. Carson wins. What do you want to say?
I'm gonna choose the Giants.
He finds a way. Imagine.
I'm gonna choose the Giants.
Did you know that? Did you know that? Daniel Jones is 4-0 against Washington, but 1-15 against everyone else.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah. He just sweeps Washington,
bro. I've seen one.
If
of those
only
games.
He played Washington every week.
He mops the floor.
And
in
he
Washington.
Won, right?
Yes.
And
he won. Threw like 5 touchdowns.
MVP, baby.
Bro, I thought I was seeing
Danny
the next.
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes, bro.
Danny Dimes.
Got some
Dancing
wheels.
Dancing Drew, bro.
I'm Dancing Drew, dude.
We're Drew Lock with the horse name. Cock. Drew Lock is Dancing Drew. They're both playing themselves into being the quarterbacks next year. Because like if their team's picking the top 5, they're taking quarterbacks, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because Danny Dimes, he makes fucking... Like, I love Danny Dimes because I actually like find myself rooting for him because I feel bad
for
him.
I feel bad for him. Exactly.
Right? So like... But like he just makes some fucking mistakes. So like if I'm the fucking team watching this, I'm like, yeah, if we fucking have a chance to take Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, we're going to take it. Same thing with fucking Drew Lock.
I don't know, bro. Drew Lock with a horse cock,
bro. Drew Lock. Bro. Drew Lock. If it's the first 3 quarters, the man's is non-existent. The man's not even playing
the
NFL.
Fourth quarter?
But the fourth quarter, bro. He almost came back this week. But
I like
they're both
Lock.
Playing themselves into being the quarterbacks next year just because they're taking themselves out of being able to draft those top three guys.
I understand that.
So I'm happy for them. All right? So we're both going for the Eagles, though. I think I picked the Eagles. You picked the Eagles.
I picked the
Giants.
Yeah.
All right, Jaguars at Packers. I think this is obvious. Jaguars.
Jaguars.
All right.
Next question.
The Jaguars.
Jake Luden or Aaron Rodgers, bro? I don't even know who Aaron Rodgers is.
Jaguars.
All right, so Packers on everybody?
Packers. Yeah.
Washington at Lions.
I have Washington.
I have the Lions.
Damn. It's valid, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's either or.
I think the Washington has a better defense.
Yeah. They do.
But
you also have to pick fucking Alex Smith. I'm not going to lie. I feel bad for him. I want him to win a game.
I want him to succeed.
I want him to succeed.
But he can't.
He can't. He's playing fucking terrible. I'm assuming he probably has to do something with his mentals. Dwayne Haskins is the backup now, bro. Can you imagine we get a Dwayne Haskins sighting in this game?
I'm down for it.
I'm down for it. For them to read
Dwayne Haskins
the
is the funniest guy ever.
Yeah. I had 300 yards. 300 yards.
I think it's benched. It's a 3. Drops a 3.
That's wild.
Bro, that's fucking terrible. But I just think... Matthew Stafford, the GOAT. Matthew Stafford, bro. That team's unstoppable.
But, you know, Matt Patricia had a lot of work to fix that fucking team.
He did.
Garbage before he came.
Matt Patricia should just run the country, bro.
He's going to have to do even more work when he's looking for a job. All right. Texans at Browns.
The Browns.
Let's just move forward.
Yeah.
Buccaneers at Panthers.
The Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being serious.
I thought they played... I know they played the Panthers already, but I thought they played them over
later.
No, they played the first game in Carolina, wasn't it?
Oh, because you have it here as like a home game in Carolina.
Oh, well, whatever's written there is right. Whatever's written there is right.
Oh, no. Really? Now I got to fucking check.
Really? Because it says week 9 games.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fucking idiot. All right.
Still have Jerry's top 10 teams after week 3.
It was Jerry's top 10.
Oh, after week 3.
After week 3?
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
And week 8 games that stood out. you just keep the same template for everything.
I mean, I copy and paste the template, yeah. All right. Chargers at Dolphins. I'm going Dolphins.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers take it, but just for the sole fact that they can't close.
I love how
close.
He says that he wouldn't be surprised if they take it, but he's like, oh, yeah, they got a Chargers easy dub. He was naming all the easy dubs. He's like, they got an 8-game winning streak.
Okay, that's probably the hardest game they have to play, like, in the next couple of games.
It is.
Right? So it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if they take it, but they might be Bozos.
It's Herbie versus Tua.
I want to... Dude, you don't know how bad I want to fucking go to that game.
Go.
Okay.
Why the fuck are you here right now?
Just drive up to Miami.
I did.
Yeah,
but the drive from Miami to Florida is so fucking long, dude.
It's too much. I don't want to waste that gas.
I don't want to waste that gas.
I don't think that's worth it. All right. We all got Dolphins.
Broncos, Raiders.
Raiders.
This is a Raiders friendly podcast. As a collective, but we are Raiders fans.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've never supported the Raiders, but I just became a fan.
Yeah.
Right. I just became a fan.
To watch.
They're a great team. Yeah. Look at
the fucking
cleanest
their
jerseys
car.
In the league. They my do. Personal
okay.
opinion.
Okay.
Although those Chargers jerseys they pulled out.
Fucking beautiful.
Dude, fuck
you're talking about the navy blue one?
Yeah.
Dude,
navy blue just works.
Bro, it's hard. Because the Chargers have the best jerseys and the worst jerseys in the NFL.
Exactly.
Those yellow pants are fucking horrendous. Those yellow pants don't look as bad when you're wearing the powder blue tops.
But if you're wearing white, oh, like, in a week one,
God, looks like a fucking bowling alley.
That was disgusting, right? So the powder blue is pretty fucking good. The navy blue is fire.
Fucks.
The white Raider jerseys, nice.
Dude, that game was the prettiest game of the week.
And the black Raider jerseys. I like how plain the Raider jerseys black ones are.
Yeah. Because I like black and white jerseys. It's so funny. It's why I like the White Sox jerseys. It's why I like the Nets jerseys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bills at Cardinals.
Interesting.
Interesting game. I have the Cardinals.
Me too.
The Bills. Let's go. Nice. We're rooting for Joshy boy.
I'm taking my Kyler.
I'm rooting for the teddy bear.
If Josh has another great game like he did last week,
this would have been funny.
He's putting himself in the driver's seat for MVP.
This would have been funny if you guys were to play each other this week.
Yeah. You have Josh fire. I would have accepted that. Not this fucking bullshit.
But I already beat you once, so I want to do it again.
Oh, my God.
Now I got
yes, sir.
Now I have to go against the bozo.
Oh, you do?
And for the second
time. Oh, shit. Who's your quarterback?
You're going to see. No offense. Going to have another fucking
Herbie.
Huge week.
Oh.
Herbie. Fully loaded.
So you already know someone's going to pick up two on the waiver.
I don't think so.
I think Steven might, because Lamar's not playing good, is he?
Waivers happen already.
No, Steven's not going to pick up a quarterback. No. Even if Lamar's not playing good, he puts 20 points. I thought about putting it to it just for like,
if I end up going to a Dolphins game this year, we're putting it to it.
Unless I pick him up for, I have to pick up quarterback in 2 weeks, so I'm thinking about picking him up.
49ers at Saints.
49ers. No, I'm joking. Saints.
The Saints.
The 49ers are trash.
I just teared you down. No. Like, what you just fucking say?
Seahawks at Rams.
This is gonna be an interesting game.
I think Seahawks. Yeah, like we were saying that Russell Wilson's crumbling under pressure. Even if he's crumbling under pressure, he's not gonna lose three games in a row.
The same thing that Jerry said about the Chargers and Dolphins. I'm picking the Seahawks, but I wouldn't be that shocked if the Rams win.
Be that shocked because the way the last time we saw the Rams, they looked pretty fucking terrible. Right?
Yeah, but they had a little rest.
They had a rest. So it's hard for me to see the Rams coming out that bad.
And they didn't know what to do with Tua.
Yeah, because he's just that much to handle.
He said how much of a fucking
I feel like genuinely, though, like they didn't.
Yeah, because all they had was college film.
Well, they didn't have to do much. He fucking only threw 90 yards. He had 90 yards on like the first quarter.
It was just the defense that fucking showed up.
Yeah, it was just fucking Jared was coughing it up all over the place. What do you want me to say?
Oh, I thought you meant like our Jared. Like, what the hell happened?
Jared cough. Come on, Nick. Come on.
Sorry. Man. I'm a little slow. I don't have my candy.
Bengals at Steelers.
Bengals.
If Big Ben doesn't play, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if Bengals play. Right? Because I think they just genuinely just might take him out just to fucking make sure he's not fucking hurt.
I don't know.
As a precaution.
I don't know.
I don't think you can afford to take him out.
The truth is, they're fucking... Oh, you can't afford to take him out at 8-0? Are you being serious?
You can't afford
to. What the fuck are you going to do? You're going to lose 1 week?
You lose too many times.
I don't know.
You lose one, you lose them all.
You lose one, you lose them all. You're setting a precedent.
I think they're going to intentionally throw this game to not be 15-1. I like that.
Wait, what
if you guys just went out?
Then
you guys
are gonna fuck, be dude, I didn't think about that. Because we play the Ravens again, so I'm like, wait, we can... Because look, in the...
But you say you're going to beat the Ravens the second time.
That's true, I did say that on the
card. So they would be 15-1 and they throw this game.
Oh my God,
bro. Oh my God. Okay, bozo of the week. We got Jerry.
Because there's a couple games.
15 teams for his top 10.
There's a couple games that are iffy. Like, we play the Bills. We play the Colts. I think those are iffy games.
They're going to finish 13-3.
No. Ravens and Patriots. Why is this the Sunday night game? Why the fuck is this?
I don't understand why the NFL doesn't flex games. It's just, at this point, it's fucking ridiculous. I feel like we've had like more bad national TV games this season than any other season.
Dude, for the past couple weeks, the 1 o'clock's have been better than like
prime time. Yeah.
Except for last week. Like,
I really think the Packers game and the Jets game should have switched. I think the Thursday game should have been the Jets and Patriots, and then the Monday game would have been the
I don't think they flex Monday night.
Yeah, I don't know they don't flex Monday night. They flex Sunday night.
Sunday night's the only one that they flex. Every team gets a Thursday night.
Because last year, when the Bills played the Steelers, that got flexed to
a Sunday night.
I'm just saying that they should switch because that.
Wait, what were you saying about every team gets a Thursday night? I didn't know.
Yeah, every team gets a Thursday night.
I didn't know.
Me either.
So that's why Thursday nights are usually pretty shitty games, because they're giving one to each team. That's why the Jaguars play on Thursday nights.
Have you seen this for Thursday?
No. Ooh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
I think you guys played Monday.
Are we about to have a fucking liar in this podcast?
I think you guys played Monday already.
I know we played Monday.
Against the Giants. Not every team gets a Monday night. That's actual like
prime. Yeah, I know.
All right. So I'm going Ravens. I think this is a pretty easy pick.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Ravens. All right. Vikings at Bears. Vikings, baby. Telling you, playoff team.
The way Dalvin Cook's been playing, yeah, Vikings, but.
Even Kirk Cousins has been playing
if
better.
The way
wouldn't be. If the I'm a fucking idiot. We play on Thanksgiving. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I'm
you like, fucking this, bozo. Dude, fucking, he's bozo,
I'm bozo of the week.
If the right. Bears defense comes out to play, baby. Right. The Bears.
Fucking hate the Bears.
Why do you hate the Bears?
I don't.
You just don't like Allen Robinson.
I don't like Allen Robinson anymore. Fuck that guy.
What?
Why?
Oh my god, we got a fucking bozo on this podcast. He actually fuck is my him. Pick for
I'm
bozo.
I'm gonna kick you off the league.
All right, bozo of the week. We got me.
We got Gerardo and fucking losing Hernandez.
All right, so let's move on to some NBA news. So small NBA news. The league has pretty much announced its plan to start the league again on December 22nd.
December 22nd. Wow.
That's soon. Yeah. It's actually the shortest time in between new seasons for any of the big 70 leagues.
Yeah,
no, for any of the big leagues, 71 yeah. days.
Because yep. they usually have months, and now they have like yep. 2.5.
Yeah. Every, to think the Heat and the Lakers only have how many days of rest? They probably had like 40 something.
Oh, because they had to start training camp again.
Between days of rest, and then anyone who didn't make the bubble, almost 200 days.
Yeah, it's just gonna be crazy. That's just gonna be crazy. Cause like, bro, fucking Stephen Curry,
the Nets will come out fucking
Steph
fire.
Curry
and Klay Thompson will be fresh. Come out the freshest of legs
coming out, just fucking bam.
But they're still. I did okay. But like, have you heard how everyone says like the Warriors like might just are the team to dethrone the Lakers in the West?
It's possible.
I don't think so.
Why?
I just think they're the prime surpassed, and I don't think they just have like
the prime. Okay, I don't think the primes of Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson have passed. The primes of fucking Draymond Green. If you even want to fucking consider that shit a prime, that shit's long gone.
Long gone.
But they do have the fucking number 2 overall pick.
Dude, do you think they use it on like someone like?
I think they should pick Wiseman. Wiseman? I think it's the fucking that's the clear choice in my opinion.
And you think the Timberwolves take Anthony Edwards? Or take LaMelo?
That's who I'd take. Anthony Edwards is the guard, right?
Yeah.
The one that's being compared to
Georgia.
Dwayne Wade.
From yeah, from Georgia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the one. That's who I think should be the fucking number one.
That's valid
pick.
Though. Yeah.
I don't.
And you
know,
just
I,
let LaMelo go to the
Hornets. I guess. Yeah.
I guess.
But for me, I do think that I do accept them as the biggest threat to the Lakers.
I don't know. Because
they've done it before.
Yeah, I get that. But it's like I'm not sure. It also depends what moves have in the offseason. If like James Harden ends up getting traded, like actually.
Or no, like, then that's in the East though. They wouldn't dethrone the Lakers in the West at least.
Oh yeah, that's right. But I don't know if he gets traded to the Sixers.
Bro, honestly, if I'm the fucking Rockets, at this point, the fucking James Harden experiment hasn't fucking worked.
Take it all down.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you trade Harden for Ben Simmons, I think the Rockets potentially win that trade. Because I think really? Ben Simmons is still a developing player. For some reason, everyone skipped on the fact that Ben Simmons is only in his third or fourth year.
Yep,
he's going into his fourth year. And if he develops somewhat of a shot, he could be the best player in the NBA. He's literally Giannis. Think about it. They literally play exactly the same. Just Giannis just isn't afraid to take the shot. He just doesn't hit it. He's just not afraid to take it. So if you build a team around Ben Simmons the way the Bucks did around Giannis, you'd be talking about them the same way.
He is part of the dream team. The Kendall Jenner dream team.
What?
The Kendall Jenner dream team.
Oh, the Kendall
Ben Simmons.
That's.
I mean, he's already a winner in my book.
He is. D book, bro. He went on that Kardashian family vacation. Did you
see
that?
He did do that.
That's fucking wild.
Bro, did you see what what Kanye got Kim Kardashian for her
birthday? Oh, yeah. The hologram
that
of her,
so
her dad.
That's so creepy.
He got a hologram of her dad.
That is so creepy.
And
I know.
It's so, like, that's fucking wild.
It's so weird. Honestly, I wouldn't know how I would feel about fucking someone giving me a hologram of my dead relative talking to me.
I'd be so emotional at first. I'd be like, damn, that looks real.
I don't even think I'd get emotional.
It would make me uncomfortable. Why would you do this?
It would just make me uncomfortable.
Like,
oh, Kanye. When you get home. What the fuck was that?
You fucking moron.
I don't know. Right? I don't know.
Good morning, Kanye.
No, shut the fuck up. And I love how he threw in at the end. It's like, oh, and you married the most badass husband or some shit like that.
I love Kanye.
Say,
bro.
If only Kanye was running
the Rockets.
He voted
for the person he trusted the most in the election.
Himself.
It's his first time.
His first time.
Right? But in terms of the West, the Clippers are still there. The Clippers are still an experiment. We got to see.
No. I think it's done.
You think it's they had that one and done?
Yeah, honestly, like I don't think they're gonna pan out this year either.
No, it was that one and done.
No,
and it's not even that it didn't work last year because they had a pretty good season, but it's just that shit was a fucking dumpster fire towards the end. The fucking team doesn't like Paul George. They don't like Kawhi.
That's a team. That's one of the other teams that got hurt from the bubble from that long break.
Well, I don't think it was because of that. I just think literally.
I think that was a part of it.
Half the players just didn't want to go back and play.
Exactly.
No, no,
like,
but
that's my point.
Well, okay. I thought you were just talking about like since they like
not the actual bubble, but it's like the outcome of the bubble like hurt that team in that aspect where it's like if the season would have never stopped, then we would have had
No, I thought you were talking about like actually like playing in the bubble like with no fans and like that. I thought you were saying
No. I'm just saying I'm talking about like the gaps and like all that shit. Like that's something that helped the Heat and hurt the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, with the Clippers.
No, I'm talking about the Bucks. I'm talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. I think it hurt
the
Bucks.
What the fuck just happened?
How did he fucking jump on the
Clippers? Okay, but I mentioned the Heat, and that didn't like phase you.
They both phased
me. No.
I'm just saying teams that it hurt and helped. That's all. I said.
God, wait,
I just mentioned other teams.
I thought you were saying it was gonna help the Heat, but hurt the Clippers.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Yeah, but like, why did like me mentioning the Heat not phase you? But when I say
because
you're saying
that it helped them.
Okay,
but it hurt the Clippers.
And then I'm just naming another team that it hurt.
All right, I have a headache.
We're get to the Bills of the Week.
All right, guys.
It's not that hard to process.
Hey, Siri, download that app Calm, please.
Welcome.
All right. So also, the NBA has been unveiling its fucking City Edition jerseys for the upcoming season. I don't understand why they just don't do every fucking jersey at once. That's just something that's fucking triggering
because
me.
I think it's something designed by the team, and they have to kind of get it like approved by the league.
But why don't you just fucking have like a deadline? What the fuck's going on?
So everyone can get a jersey out. Yeah, well, not every team has a jersey, though. And some teams reuse jerseys.
Yeah, I know. But
like last year, the Grizzlies didn't have a jersey. They just used the throwbacks. And then
the
Pelicans reused their old ones.
Well, I think those throwbacks are their version of the City Edition.
No, it's not considered a City Edition. It's just a throwback.
Either way, that is probably one of the nicest jerseys in the league. The Vancouver Grizzly ones?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
But does it say Vancouver?
Yeah,
I think they should. I think they should have like a deadline. So I would, like, I don't like how it's like one team and like all of you wait.
They should have a deadline. Yeah, the deadline's when the league starts.
Obviously, yeah, but they're like you're not doing it all at once. Like they should just do it all at once.
I don't know. I don't think it's that. It's just a jersey. I don't think it's that big a deal.
Oh, I don't give a shit. But I'm saying my OCD bothers me.
Either way, which one do you think is the nicest? Mine's the Magic.
Out of what we've seen, probably.
I like the Magic.
Magic or fire.
I like the Hawks a lot.
The Hawks are pretty cool, though.
Does it make no sense?
The Hawks, to me, they just look like, I understand, like, it's just a black and white theming. You did say you like black and white jerseys, so it makes sense. Right? But it looks pretty similar to the fucking Peachtree jerseys from last year.
Okay, but, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it's just fucking,
and that was a good jersey, too. I don't care.
Yeah, no.
You could give the same argument to the Heat, but it doesn't matter because they look nice.
Yeah. Well, at least the Heat fucking changed up the colors, though. I'm just talking about, like, the color scheme.
Oh, okay.
The color scheme is similar. The font similar.
I thought we were just talking about like just like similarities in general.
No. Like, cause at least the Heat change around the fucking colors and shit like that.
Yeah, but it's like the same jersey. But
yeah,
it's
it
still
the same.
Looks nice. Like,
yeah. I'm just saying that's the only thing that I have a problem with the Hawks. The Golden State ones have been pretty nice.
I like those.
The Knicks reflect their organization as a whole because they're fucking garbage in my opinion.
They're so bad.
It's just everything to do.
I think every league should implement this, but especially the NBA. Where it's like the owners could like vote out an owner and make someone sell because the Knicks need fucking get rid of
James owns the fucking problem there.
James, of course he is, bro. And oh my God.
Like what he did to Spike Lee, I think it was last season, wasn't
it?
Where he fucking told, like, they fucking kicked him out of the arena. What the fuck are you doing? That's the only reason people were going to fucking go see the Knicks.
Your only real fan left.
If I'm going to Madison Square Garden, right? On a whim, right? A, it's a very historical place and I want to see it. But I'm like, yo, Spike Lee's gonna be here.
And I felt like so bad. Like, I remember he went on First Take the day after. I felt so bad for him. He was like genuinely like fucking like mad about it. And I understand.
I'd understand that too.
You know how much money he's given that fucking organization to fucking be treated like that? She was fucking BS. The Knicks are a trash organization.
And it was all because he wanted to go into like employee entrances.
No, that's the same entrance he's used since he fucking started getting tickets. It's not like it was just like one day he just fucking said, oh, my fucking cojones tell me I want to go through here. He's fucking gone through that way every single fucking game.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Jets, the Knicks. There's no reason to fucking be a New York sports fan, bro. It sucks.
Hey, like, the Yankees are already beat up.
The Yankees and the fucking Giants. And the Giants right now are fucking garbage, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if we're hockey, the Islanders made a pretty far. They actually made the
championship. Hockey. So, I mean, they have the Islanders, and they also have another team, the Rangers, right? Rangers.
Yes.
Are the Rangers the ones that are comparable to the Knicks and the fucking Jets?
No, that would actually be the Islanders.
For real?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, in poverty, then yes. Poverty. But, like, I mean, like, as a collective, like, you know, it's like if you're from Jersey, you're a certain fan. If you're from New York, you're a different fan. Like, if you're from New York, you're an Islanders fan. That's where. But, like, you're also, like, a Jets and a Knicks fan. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so, that team made whatever is, like, whatever the equivalent is of, like the NFC Championship or whatever. Like, the game, like, before you make the finals.
Yeah.
That the Islanders made it that far against Tampa.
I can't imagine. Like, at least, because, like, the Dolphins have always been a pretty, like, pathetic or mediocre team in my lifetime.
And so have the Marlins.
The Marlins, too. But at least we had the Heat, all right? Yeah. That was our saving grace. We were winning
championships. You can make that same argument in New York for the Yankees. But...
Yeah, but we're talking about basketball and football at least.
Oh, okay. And those talk
about real sports. Okay.
Well, I mean, like
the ones where men play.
Yeah. We were talking about the other day about how the Jets made the AFC Championship game.
Like 2010. But it's like the Knicks haven't fucking been anywhere near there. The closest thing was with Carmelo.
'90s, bro.
Carmelo, they went to the second round of the playoffs. That was the farthest he went.
That's I want to see those Knicks do something. Because I like the franchise historically.
I like the colors. I think they have cool colors. The orange and the blue.
Yeah.
I think they have cool, nice jerseys. I like their jerseys, too.
That's a common theme across a bunch of the Mets are like that, orange and blue. The Islanders are like that, orange and blue.
That's cool.
It's a common theme in New York.
I like their colors, but it's they're like fucking
the
garbage.
Or in Pittsburgh, the black and yellow.
I mean, fucking another NBA news. Fucking, I saw that the Suns were inquiring about Chris Paul. Baby.
Yeah.
They're going to bring Chris Paul to the Valley.
But are you bringing him in getting rid of Booker? Or
no,
keeping
no,
Book?
No, not fucking.
Can
chance.
You afford to get with Chris Paul's contract?
Yeah. I mean, I saw the trade that they'd have to do. I saw someone like put in like a trade simulator. It'd be you have to trade away Rubio, which is fine because Chris Paul would be replacing him, and Kelly Oubre, which I don't like because Kelly Oubre is very close to Devin Booker.
I also want to bring up that the Lakers are very interested in Serge Ibaka.
I don't like that. We're supposed to come to the Heat. Supposed to come to the Heat, so we're gonna ignore that rumor because it's fake
it's
news.
Clearly not real.
Yeah,
it's fake news. I mean, I don't understand.
Fuck that.
I don't understand.
Forget you know, I even said that.
You know, apparently, like I was seeing something about like signings and stuff like that, where it's like I think the person with the most value out of all these free agents is Whiteside.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And then someone who's like really low is like Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, he's like 5.5 million. I saw
something
that.
Like that, which is ridiculous. Like
I don't understand that. I mean, I don't know where the fuck Whiteside's gonna go besides staying with the Trailblazers.
Fuck it, throw him somewhere else.
He's coming back to Miami.
Throw him in the Knicks, honestly.
I don't give a shit where he goes.
Probably.
I could care two fucks.
You know, the Knicks and another team that I forget right now are trying to trade for Russ Westbrook.
That's the place where contracts go to die. Their GM literally came out and said that. We're going to be absorbing contracts. But the problem with that is the Knicks want to absorb contracts to fucking take in picks. I don't think the Rockets have any picks. Because they traded them all for Russell Westbrook. But you remember that was their fucking that was.
Well, I know the Clippers did that, but I didn't know that
the Rockets also gave them quite a lot, quite a bit. You know what I mean?
A little too much
at that point. Just keep them around.
Who for the Rockets?
Yeah, unless you can get the Knicks eighth pick.
But if you get Ben Simmons, you fucking can't.
You can't. Well, yeah, there's so many like what ifs here. It's very tricky right now. This offseason is going to be very like.
It's weird. I'm not gonna lie. I saw like a interview with the head coach of the Rockets, a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Like that guy.
Who was it again?
As, Silas. I think it's Anthony. Anthony Silas. I saw his interview.
Where'd he come from?
He was, he's been not a head coach, a fucking assistant coach for 20 years in the NBA. He came this year from the Mavericks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He, like, it was just so, like, funny because you just saw how happy he was.
To finally be a head coach? That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. Yeah. Good for you. He was, like, smiling the entire time. Give me a second. Is this Steven?
That's good. Good for you.
Yeah, it is Steven Silas. He's fucking like so happy the entire time talking to Stephen A and Max. And like finally fucking, I guess it's like, it's been a long time fucking coming. I guess he waited so long.
He's been around.
Yeah. His dad was a head coach.
Yeah, he worked with his dad. He's been the Hornets, Cavs, Wizards, Warriors, back to the Hornets, and then Mavericks. All his assistant coach.
But it'd be strange for him to come into the season without Russell Westbrook and James Harden because they, like, approved the move. They approved for the Rockets to sign this guy.
Really?
Yeah. So it'd be weird.
I mean, I don't know, man. This seems like it's going to be a very tricky offseason.
It is.
Especially with how short it is.
It's going to be weird to see where Chris Paul goes.
Yeah.
Because I think the Knicks fucking want him just to fucking give some relevance to the team. Yeah. Right? Fucking.
The Knicks need anything to give some relevance.
The Bucks want him to fucking see if they can make like a last ditch effort to win a championship, to be honest. I think the
Bucks should try to get Jrue Holiday.
I'd be fine with that too. But I think.
I think he'd fit
in the playoffs. In the playoffs, fucking Chris Paul makes a bigger difference than Jrue Holiday, though, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. But I feel like Jrue Holiday has never had the team to support him.
Because you need someone who's like, would step up above fucking Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton's not that guy.
No.
Chris Middleton's not another
absolutely
option.
Not. Absolutely not. I he proved it
in the fight in the playoffs.
That is who they kept instead of who they trade to Indiana? Fuck.
It wasn't. I think. Well, he didn't. They didn't trade him. They just let him go. He was a restricted free agent. It was Malcolm Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon. Yeah. Malcolm Brogdon was such a better shooter than Chris Middleton. And you even see it. You even see it in like the Eastern Conference Finals, like when they went against the Raptors. It's like.
He showed up. He was their second best player. Yeah, during the playoffs. Chris Middleton's a great shooter, but fucking.
He's great, but
Brogdon was the one that was showing up in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the play, you saw against the Heat that he. Yeah. He had that one game that that brought him like the one they won. I was like, oh shit, he's great.
But that was a stupid move. The fucking Pacers are a fucking sad franchise. It just I feel like the Pacers are just one of those teams that just always make the playoffs.
Pacers are my next irrelevant franchise.
Probably because they're just
going into the season.
The thing with them is like usually when they're relevant. Well, no, not really, because we said that the Titans were irrelevant for a while, but it was just they would make the playoffs. They just wouldn't fucking do anything. That is the fucking.
That's kind of the Texans. Oh yeah.
No, but like yeah, and but the Texans might be my next picks for football.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because going into these seasons, it was the Chargers and the Hornets, but the Chargers, you know, shut up with Herbie, and I'm excited for the Hornets' future, if MJ doesn't fuck it up. I think actually that's another owner that's really fucking things up. Is MJ?
He's fucking terrible.
Good player.
They won't. They horrible won't, like, fucking owner. You know the thing they said to vote to take him out. They won't vote him out.
Oh, then no.
Because it's fucking Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Like,
but
he has a say in everything.
Regardless of Michael Jordan, that's another thing. But I still think that should be something that the league implements because you can't just allow a poverty franchise to exist like that. Because at the end of the day, it will eventually hurt the league because people will stop showing up to games and then you're making less money. So
not really.
Eventually, yeah.
No.
Eventually,
I mean, you went to go see the Magic play.
Dude, no, but the thing is, it's like the Knicks are the Knicks because they're the Knicks.
Yeah.
Right? But if you think about like a property franchise, like, okay, I was reading like
Charlotte.
Charlotte, right? You know what I mean? And like.
Because I would still go to a Knicks game.
I would still go to a Knicks
especially
game.
Especially if I live in New York.
Because they're the Knicks.
They're so bad. They're so cheap. But like historically, they've been a decent team. So I'm like, oh, let's just go to the Knicks
game. It's so funny. Did you know that every single NBA Finals has a player that's played for the Knicks?
That has played for the Knicks. Every single NBA Finals has ever happened has had a player that
played. Who was it this year?
This year was J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith.
Oh, that's right. That's fucking crazy.
I saw that set the other day. Fucking blew my mind. Last year was Jeremy Lin. A couple of years. Fuck, dude. I had
just
like
every fucking.
J.R. Smith. Well, J.R.
Smith. J.R. Smith with the Cavs.
A bunch of years. They had someone else on the Warriors that played for the Knicks, too.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I just know last year because the Raptors.
That's crazy.
That is an insane fucking stat. I hope that keeps up for like the end of time.
So yeah,
there was one more thing I was gonna say, but yeah, the Pacers might take the king for the poverty franchise of the year.
Apparently the fucking Heat are not gonna trade for Victor Oladipo. So I'm happy to hear that.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's good.
I think the Heat should make no changes besides signing Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Or trading for Giannis. That is.
I don't think they should trade for
him. Well, okay, if it comes to a point where like the Mavericks are about to trade for him, do it. Because if he fucking goes,
well, there's a lot wrong with that situation. I don't think Giannis should sign the Supermax, which he's rumored to do.
If he signs at that Supermax, point, then you have to trade for him.
No.
Yes, you have to trade for him.
You don't take that contract.
Why not?
That's a big contract.
It's a big fucking contract, but fucking, it's Giannis. It's Giannis. Of course you do.
I don't know, man. It's like, look, if I was Giannis, you don't sign the contract. Just to give the Bucks leverage. Just to be like, nope. And then they'll be like, oh, shit, like we got to win like now or else this guy walks. You know what I mean? And it's like you have to create like that like pressure on them because if not, they'll just be like, oh, we signed our guy. He's going to be here for a while, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think you give him that contract. He hasn't taken you guys to the finals. I don't think
No.
But you
fucking Giannis. No, he's great, but like.
He's taking to a conference finals.
But besides that, nothing else.
Yeah, but that's
and
the most relevant the Bucks have been since Kareem.
That,
literally.
But I don't think
that team has consistently had like the best record in the league for like 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
But I don't think you take on that contract and you're stuck with him.
Bro, I'm telling you, this is the first time the Bucks have been relevant since Kareem. Is the Milwaukee Bucks.
I don't know.
When was the last time you thought about the Milwaukee Bucks before Giannis started popping
OJ
off?
Mayo.
OJ Mayo was a god.
Love OJ Mayo.
That actually was like one of my favorite players. I remember I actually used to watch the Mavericks play when they had him. But fucking dude, that team, the Brandon Jennings, Monte Ellis, Bucks was the last time that anyone paid attention to them.
The problem is with the Bucks, it's like I feel bad for like Bucks fans because it's such a small market. Yeah, and you lose your big star, but I could give a fuck. You know
what I mean? Like, we're fucking Miami.
We're fucking Miami, bro. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have that small market.
You guys took Yelich, we're taking Giannis. Fuck you.
That's true. They took Yelich.
It's just payback. It's just payback.
Karma,
it's just
bitch.
I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I don't think they should trade for him. They should sign him like later in free agency. And I don't think he'll go to the Mavericks. I just don't think he will.
Mark Cuban's not afraid to make trades like that.
I know that. Unless you touch Luka. I think he said he won't trade Luka or Porzingis.
Yeah.
Everyone else is free game. But at that point it's like, what do you have like
You have fucking
who's this guy? Who's a fucking
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Tim Hardaway Jr. Would make them a pretty decent team. You have leverage. You can give him Boban. Boban's very valuable in my opinion. Best player in the league.
Yeah, especially if you're gonna replace a big man, then
big mess.
That's valid. Right. That's valid. But well, that's all for us today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Just follow on the socials like always. _EB Sports, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that nonsense. And that's it for us.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Ciao.